this to you. This is a revelation of the Lord Jesus told to John of Patmos, chapter 6. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as if it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see." I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and hurt not the oil and the wine." And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. Chloros is the Greek, Chloros. Behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him, and power was given unto the beast that would kill. I mean, I got to read that. My thing, a copy of it is, and fourth part of the earth, and power is given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beasts of the earth. And oh, I'll tell you, and when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, this thing is getting like the real serious, like, if you know what I mean. And I just thought about the thunders and all of the different things and all of the stuff. And then these weather systems. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was saying, you know, well, here we've got all these things, manufactured weather systems, going through the deep south, and sure shooting, bringing all those tornadoes and stuff down through those areas and through Texas and all up into Georgia and Alabama and, you know, all through the south. And then I said, I bet you next week, they're going to hit the middle part of the country again. Okay? Well, sure as shoot, here we got it. Now, instead of the altar, what it passes for the jet stream, where they bring the system up, leaving the west of the United States in drought, totally in drought. Okay? Drought, drought, drought. You know, no snow in the mountains, no rain on the, you know, on the crops, no rain anywhere to speak of. I was talking to my old buddy on the old horse ranch up there in the mountains in Utah. He said they only had one snow over the winter. So there's no water. There's nothing. There's no runoff that's happening. Well, now they're going to get snow up in there in the Wasatch and different places. But it's getting late in the game here, but that's the way it is. Now, I'm telling you, now they're going to do that, and they're going to have huge thunderstorms through the Midwest. Well, now, here that everybody's talking about, well, we need rain and moisture and all that stuff. Well, that's true. But now you're going to get them so wet that maybe it's too late on some of the things, on the wheat crops and stuff. Maybe it's a little late. And then maybe they flood it out again, you see. And I've talked to people in Illinois, people over in Illinois, where the ground is so wet they can't even plant. So, you know, I've talked about this in the past. They get all the seasons wrong. And then somebody, when we talk about it, then they start to say, oh, boy, we start to do something with the weather, maybe we got to, you know, carry it another 6 months, another year in the crops before we starve everybody out. But I don't think that's the case now. They're messing with the wheat. They're messing with the barley. And I guarantee you they're not going to mess with the oil or the wine. And isn't it interesting that when you have, they're talking about the olive oil, you know, in that case. But you see, there's been a shortage of olive oil for quite some time as well. Olive oil has been in short supply, and the prices went way up. All this went down in a lot of instances. So, this thing, ladies and gentlemen, is destined for the, what Lord Jesus talked about in Matthew 24, Luke 21, you know. And then the story I talked about last night was interesting about the fake, my Arkansas finest, the fake Homeland Security officers who are living in the big, you know, $3,000 to $4,000 a month apartments or kind of maybe $5,000 to $6,000 in D.C. at the crossing. And they had all kind of fancy guns and cars, and they were, you know, had the Secret Service detail for Joe Biden. Some of them were actually bad guys that were associated with the president. And they were loaning the money, and they were doing this. They were loaning their cars, and they were big brother, and the Mayorkas world, you know. And here's what it turns out today, because I noticed yesterday it had some interesting names. One of them was Ali, and the other one was like had the Saturday on the end of it or something. And it turns out that the one guy, Ali, has got a card from the Pakistani Intelligence Service, but that he also has been playing around with Iran, okay? So now you got people from the Iranians, the Pakistani Intel, sitting right there, infiltrated into the, and bribing, in a sense, Secret Service agents who have not been arrested, but they've been put on probation. They've been taken off the case. Well, let me tell you something. You know, if you did anything like that, you would be already in jail. They're out there back to Danmore or Lemark or somewhere, you know. It's just incredible, the infiltration of the Secret Service now. Well, there you go. That's high-level stuff. And it's high-level stuff because you got a crew up there that are really not about protecting the United States, really not about promoting the United States. They're about destroying and taking down the United States. They're about coming after you, and in years and today. Today on the TV, Mayorkas. Doesn't he sound like he's an old Soviet? Apparatchik, Mayorkas. 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 Of the Department of Human Sacrifice. Who won't do Jack Tooney squad at the border. And he says that the biggest problem inside the United States, the biggest threat to the security of the United States and the homeland is domestic terrorism of the white supremacist type. Well, you're full of crap, Mayorkas. Mayorkas, you're full of crap. You're just a jerkwater communist libertarian scumbag. That's what you are. Mayorkas. I'm going to tell you what, if anybody's a good person still in the Department of Human Sacrifice, you ought to get out of there and go get you a truck driving job. Real quick, because you're all ready to go, because now they have the vaccine on you, and if you're only going to live till 2025, you might as well get out of there and get away from some piece of crap that will not protect the homeland at all. But it's part of the Luciferian communist wedge-driving destruction of America. They are the nihilists. They are the atheists. They're tearing it all down just like Albert Dykes, Bear wrote a letter to Giuseppe Mazzini in, what was it, 1871, I believe, the head of all Freemasons of the world, the creator of the 33rd degree and all that stuff. And guess what its motto is? Ordo ab chao. Out of the chaos comes the order. And then to speak of all that really nicely, and then the people that gave $1.45 billion allegedly to Hunter Biden, it ain't even allegedly, they gave it to him, the son of Red China Joe, the Red Chinese Communist Party and military, gave Hunter Biden $1.45 million. They've given him many more millions since. He's had stock and been the big ownership of companies that were involved in the energy sector of China and of the Belt and Road programs, which then basically undermine the United States' diplomatic efforts and our efforts to promote our interests in the world as a country. And so then you got Red China Joe taking all the money, don't you know, and wants to give you $15 a gallon gasoline and $30 a pound ground chuck, you know? That's what he's all after, because they want to squeeze you. They want to disease you. They want to crush you. They want you to fall down the cracks of the earth when they use the thumper weapons, and they want you to wash away in the floods when they use the weather weapons. They want you when they hit Mauna Loa or Krakatoa, Little Krakatoa or somewhere. They want to put so much dust in the air, there's no sunlight. No crops can grow. And meanwhile, they're sitting in a bunker somewhere. I sent some of you, her listeners, I've sent, I think, a few people the picture of that German, underground German billionaire's bunker in Germany, all right? And how plush and lush and everything it was. Imitation only for the billionaires. Well, the reason they're putting all that out there is it's a word, it's a warning, you see, for the billionaires, the people with the money, that something big is getting ready to happen, and they better get to those bunkers as soon as possible. There's a whole lot of bunch of them have got their planes fueled and ready wherever they're at, their fast planes, their fast jets to get, and many of them have already gone there to go to their bunkers in New Zealand, where they have huge houses built inside the mountains and stuff. 100,000 square foot deals built in the mountains. These are not little bunkers. I remember as a kid, we had one. We had bought a house, and they had a shelter then for tornadoes, but it was a nice little shelter built in the ground. You lifted the top up, you got down a ladder, and there was just a room for sitting and a few supplies down there, and that was about it. I also remember all of the fallout shelters in the 50s and 60s that were sold, and you could go, they had them at the carnivals and the fairs. I remember going to one fair, it was called the Hartville Nut Fair back then, and they had a booth right there, and they had the different fallout shelters and how to do them and all the stuff. You could order it, people ordered them. And I would tell you what, I wouldn't be wrong saying that in a certain corner of my basement, I've had an expedient shelter where I built up food, you know, cases of food and that kind of stuff, and furniture and all kind of things, boxes of other stuff and supplies and what have you, and a few barrels of water. And I've got that tucked in a corner. And then, I'd always plan here recently to get some plywood, so I went out to see how much the plywood costs, and then I figured, well, I better save up for it, you know? I mean, it's just crazy. But you can build yourself a lean-to kind of thing, and that's one of the expedient-type shelters you can throw up pretty quick in a basement or garage, where you can take, say, a plywood sheet, and then you can put 2x6 or whatever on each side of it. Three sides, make a U, leave the top open, and then lay bricks or blocks on top of that, lean it up against the wall, buttress the bottom so it won't slip out on you and crush you. You know, make sure you've got a good base to where it will not hit, and then pile up any food supplies or water barrels, that kind of stuff around it, and to get up under inside there, you know? In case there is a nuclear attack or there's fallout or what have you. Now, if you're out of ground zero, it ain't going to happen. But what I suspect still is going to happen. Here's what I still suspect, and when I've all along I've been dealing with it for a number of years in this broadcast, I still think there's going to be an EMP that pops over the United States. Not the cyber. There could be cyber as well. They could do it that way, too. But I'm going to tell you, what they really want is a total parking lot on all the roads, okay? They don't want the cars to go. They don't want anything. And then in that environment where you have an EMP that strikes, knocks the power grid out in the United States, people say, well, they can just turn it back on. No, they cannot. When it goes down, the soonest time that was told to Congress could be put up would be 18 months, and that's it. You could get all of the transformers that have blown and all of the big parts for the power substations and the, you know, all the different high lines and all the stuff that might pop or might do something weird when they start to go down and they can catch on fire or whatever they do. And all the transformers go pop, 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 boom, 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 boom. I don't know if you've ever seen that. I saw that during an ice storm here. And all the transformers started popping all over the city. And I'll tell you what, I remember being several times, we had like 5-6 days we were without the power. So I'm going to tell you, you better have lamp oil and lamp and extra wicks and all the stuff like the Lord Jesus tells you to do in Matthew 25 in the parable. But let me say this. I also saw something interesting. I was saying, Lord, what do you want me to talk about? And it flipped into my mind tonight, you know, and I thought about this. Have you seen the new COVID breakout in D.C. amongst the political types? And apparently all these different ones have got it, and that Pelosi had it, and she kissed Joe Biden on the cheek in the last few days, you know, and all that, hugged his neck with this Ketanji Brown and all this stuff, and that all these people get it, but they say, well, she's got it, but Biden's still testing like he doesn't have it, but he might still get it. And then it dawned on me, kaboom, and I thought to myself, when you see the abomination of desolation stand in the temple, that the Lord put that in my mind, and I thought to myself, that's interesting. Because about 2 days ago, old Joker cut himself, Barack Hussein Obama, shows up at the White House, gets behind the podium to rousing cheers and stuff, with Red China Joe and Commissar Kamala next to him there. And then he proceeds to say in the microphone, it's good to be back in here, and thank you, Vice President Biden. And then he said, oh, well, that was a joke made up. No, it wasn't. He's telling you he is the president behind the scenes. Remember we said he was going to live there in Calorama, and that battle rate with J.J. was going to be with him, you know? Battle rate with J.J., who was the Iranian communist, all right? That's her parents. And, that they would be the ones pulling the strings behind the scenes. So here's what I got thinking. You know, old Pelosi, allegedly her daddy was big there in the Baltimore area or whatever, and she was in 1959. Have you ever seen the pictures of it? You could look it up. You could look up Miss Lubrack of 1959, Nancy Pelosi won the swimsuit contest, the beauty contest, as Miss Lubrack, okay, L-U-B-E, like in a lubrication for automobiles, you know? And then they've got the guys down on the ground, they're wearing the mechanics jumpsuits, you know, with their name Mo and Larry or Joe on the front of it, and then they're all giving a thumbs up because they're kneeling down in front, and they've got the thing titled Miss Lubrack, 1959, and there's old Pelosi standing back. But the deal was that there was allegedly some involvement with her daddy and allegedly some of the, shall we say, the more organized crime of those years, political and the different things, and but affiliations and stuff, allegedly. So So I thought to myself, well, now she's she gave the kiss of death, in a sense. A proverbial movie-like sense, like The Godfather kind of a thing. Gave the kiss of death to Biden. They got Obama hugging Thomas R. Kamala and giving her all kind of hugs, and they're smiling, and she's just loving it, and they got the crowd around, all of them over there. And then I thought to myself, what do you tell me, Lord? And the Lord says, well, they're preparing everybody for Thomas R. Kamala to come in, but the Joker cut, the abomination of desolation. In this corner, it's the abomination of desolation in that corner, you see. And he's telling everybody who loves him. And why, when you love, oh boy, you're all loosened up. If he's going to be the potential Antichrist, one of them allegedly, Boutros Ghali, another possibility. All different types, you see, that could be, but we don't know who it is just yet. But we'll know before too long. Because after this war gets really going wild, weasel, everywhere in the world, there's going to be a peacemaker. And probably going to be a peacemaker because you're going to see the space gang come down. Oh, yeah. We're here to help you, Christians. We're here to help you, Jews. We're here to help you, Muslims. We're here to help you. And then you'll see them come, and they'll have a white buffalo on the side of their spaceship. And they'll say, waka taka, you see. And then they'll say, we're here to help you. Hindus, we're here to help you. We're the Buddha, blah, 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 blah. And then you can accompany all of that with some special effects in the heavens, some laser shows, you know. Maybe hire out one of the big bands, you know, the big band-type people or the big concerts where they go to fancy laser shows, and you can have all of that. They can say, we're here, we've been set, and then that would go out into every region, and then it would be perhaps even trained in to a certain degree telepathically, now that they've got a lot of people's DNA and they've got information, biometrics and all your stuff, but it doesn't make any difference. You can just say, we're here from, God, or we're here from Jesus, or we're here from that. We're here to help you. We're going to cure the cancer. We're going to do all this. The signs and wonders, I tell you, may appear after the old peacemaker appears, you see, and then this will come down, and then that's when you're going to see the real action. Until that time, we're in the beginning of sorrows, and we're in wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. So I thought to myself, old abomination, the abomination of desolation, old Joker Tut was assuring everybody that if Kamala takes over the reins because of a problem with Red China Joe, all right, having been giving the Godfather a smooch on the cheek from the COVID carrier, all right, that in case that had to happen, you see, that he would be backing up Kamala, Commissar Kamala. And then, of course, Commissar Kamala can count on Mayorkas, all right? I mean, it even sounds like a Luciferian communist. And I'm going to tell you something else. Bongino said it, old Dan Bongino. He said, you mess with my kids, and that's going to be it, all right? You're going to have some kind of people get your first graders, kindergarten through third grade, and they're going to start telling them about how to be a queer, transgender, or 54739XYZ, and telling about how good the sex is and all that stuff, and grooming them up to be somebody. Well, let me tell you what. Chuck your kid out of school if you can and homeschool them no matter what you got to do. Do it that way. Do it that way if you possibly can. If you cannot, you go down there and you tell the principal. You say, hey, look, this thing here, this teacher does this. They try to groom my kid, try to teach them how to be a queer or LGBTQ 54739XYZ, and that'll be it. We're going to pull our kid out, and that'll be it for you. We're going to sue you until the day you die. We're going to put people out in front of your house, banging the gong and protesting about how you're a queer baiter and how you're somebody trying to corrupt the youth of America. You see, we got to start. I heard another thing. I forget her name. She's on the talk radio on the day on the radio about noon or somewhere. Dana, somebody or other. Well, anyway, she's saying, you know, all these Republicans say, oh, well, we can't talk. We're not going to lower ourselves to their standards. We're just going to uphold our Republican values and go back to the country club and have a martini and wash our hands with it, and the people will come over to our side seeing how wonderful we are. No, they're not. You need to fight like the junkyard dog when the junkyard dog is biting you. You need to take the dog and take him back and throw him back, all right? This thing is about all over. And then I told myself also, Lord, what else do you want me to do? And I go and I look at this thing, and I see Dallas Love Field. I used to stay at the old Holiday Inn on Mockingbird Lane, not too far from down there. But anyway, Dallas Love Field. And then I say, well, that's where Kennedy came in. That's where President Kennedy came in before they killed him. And then his regular Secret Service man, one of them, was trying to get on the car, and he was running behind, and they said, no, we don't have enough room for you. And he was fit to be tied because he couldn't go, and he wasn't riding on the back of JFK's car, all right? So I thought about that, and then I look and see what the story's about. Because I've talked to people. I've been down there, and I remember I've told the story a number of times. Usually in November, I tell it occasionally, where I'm sitting there, and I go down, you know, to the Dealey Plaza, and, you know, and I'm sitting in there, and I'm looking at the pergola, and then in there, all of a sudden, there's Robert Grodin is sitting in there, and I recognize him. And it's a little drizzly rain, and I'm looking around at the grassy knoll and the picket fence and all the stuff, and the, looking for where the manhole cover is, where somebody shot up out of that on a headshot. And I'm looking at him, thinking about all that. I'm looking to see where the Black Dog Man and all the different people, you know, were there. And looking it up, and then I look in there, and I see old Robert Grodin. He had a book called High Treason, okay? Excellent book, Robert Grodin. And he also had The Search for Lee Harvey Oswald and The Killing of the President, Robert Grodin. And a good guy, and he was in there, and he had videotapes. He was had a little player, and he was showing them, and he was just, like, in there in case people would stop by. He might sell a videotape. So I'm sitting there talking to him, and I told him that I had met one time Agent Hostie, who had got demoted to Kansas City, and years ago I saw him once speak. And I was talking to him about that and some other stuff when all of a sudden we see these military-like guys with the high and tight hair. And I'll pass this on quicker because I've told it a number of times. With the high and tight hair, there's an officer type, say about in his mid-30s, and he's there, and he's singing. And then we had a guy on top of that building over there, and we had this, and there was a triangulation and crossfire. And then I came around the corner from the pergola. I was inside the pergola because there was a drizzly rain, and there was about 12 guys with him, you know. And I came around the corner, and I said, don't you all have this at the sand table in the blockhouse in the back part of Bragg? And this tough-looking black man, who was not the officer but like a top sergeant, says, yeah, we do. okay? And then Hess was elected as crazy. I said, you're not the one that killed him. Now you're training these men how to kill a president of the United States. What's that about? He says, gentlemen, we've got to go. We've got to move up the road here. We're going to go up here and go to the museum. And then as I went by, I remember a lot of them gave me the high sign. Then I remember the last guy looked like a Navy SEAL because he had a Malibu T-shirt on, and he kind of had the surfer look, and he gave me the thumbs up and a big smile, okay? Because I'm going to tell you what. The people that are perpetrating this stuff and who want the world war, want to starve you out, who want to reduce the population of planet Earth about 80-90% and kill everybody off in a blood sacrifice to Lucifer so he can try to steal their souls of all the people who died. And that includes all the COVID, the people who did all this COVID, the people who started the war in the Ukraine, the people who are doing all of this, who are going to create and crush the whole planet, the Klaus Schwabs, and we're going to hack you people and get you hacking and all that kind of thing. Hack into the humans because we no longer need them. And that nobody out there, you're not going to own anything and you're going to be happy because they're going to give you from the brave new world. They're going to make sure you get the Soma, you see, until they lead you down the path where you come around the corner and then you go into the grinding machine, turn you into soil and green to get to the other people, you see, the younger people. The same people are doing that are the same ones that killed Kennedy, right? They're the same ones who organized to do that. So it does tie in. An old hawk can kind of go around the rosy ring a little bit, and then bingo, it pops right back in, don't it? Pops right back into the program. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, so if they're cooking something up, and there was poor lost little Red China Joe. He was on TV and he was circling around. He couldn't find anybody to play with or to talk to. And everybody was over surrounding Joker Tet, Abomination of Desolation, and Kamala, who he's still hugging Kamala and everything. And they're giggling and she's giggling. And everybody's ooh, goo, 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 goo. There's the rock. Okay? And then I think to myself, we used to have civil defense in this country, but now we don't. Russia's got civil defense for a number of their people, and even the Vanuatu Mountains there, the island in the South Pacific, where the giants still are, but the Yamanaka, or whatever the heck it is, Yamanatu Mountain in the Urals, it's huge. It's like miles and miles and miles underground, you see. But there is a sneaky part to this thing. Old Hawk could go down the road a little bit, and there's an old entrance to one of them old type of sites. I could get underneath there, but I don't think it will. There's all kind of different stuff, too. You can get under a parking deck, a parking garage. You can take your van or your truck or something in there in your tent. Some of your food can get in there if you got fallout and different things. There's all kind of expedient shelters. You got the basements of big churches, you know. You got the basements of old public buildings and public libraries and all kind of stuff that you could get into in a pinch. But if nothing else, get you something expedient. And find out if you're out driving on your road where you can go or what you can get under. Under a bridge or under something. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you, they're going to do something. And I see Brother Al Turner's got something that he's showing on his side over there where he's talking about the speed of the Russian hypersonics or the Chinese hypersonics. Now, what the deal is, you're talking about something that might go Mach 10, you see. Mach 10. 10 times the speed of sound, you know. You're starting to get into the situation to where you've got escape velocity if you want. But I know the Chinese hypersonic, the Chinese, the Red Chinese, the same people that gave Red China Joe Son Hunter $1.45 billion, don't you know? And the Atlantic Magazine woman and all the idiots in Chicago, that Barack Hussein Obama went to that And where he said, oh, we got to take control of the internet and all of that because there are too many crazies on there. We need to control the press and all the stuff like we used to so that there can be truth, justice, and the Luciferian communistic way. I'm going to tell you, people, this guy ain't Superman. He's Lucy Man, all right? He's bucking for the AC job, just like a whole bunch of them are. But be that as it may, this whole deal, you see, is starting to fix and get interesting. But anyway, Turner Society's talking about how the Russians have the first strike capability that before we could ever get the you know, command out to launch ours, before somebody could even say, Red China Joe, get out of the, you know, changing your dirty diaper in there. You got to press the button here. You got to give the launch codes. Before you ever do that, the hypersonic missiles have already hit. The Chinese missile, which they didn't even know, was going across in near-Earth orbit, just at the top of the atmosphere or in the beginning of space, and it circled the globe, and then it dropped down, okay? Those hypersonic missiles can hit in less than 5 minutes from anywhere on the planet. Less than 5 minutes! Less than 5 minutes! Less than 5 minutes! Well, they had that capability in the past, too, when they had submarines off the East Coast, off the West Coast, off the Gulf Coast, in the Arctic Circle. When they have those with cruise missiles, you put a cruise missile from a submarine, and you launch two or three of them, and you launch them, say, off the coast of Virginia or Delaware or Maryland or something at D.C., well, they'd be there if you're out there just past the 12-mile limit. That cruise missile will get there in 2-3 minutes anyway. Pop the cap at a White House, you know, fiddle with boys deal, the Supreme Court, then get them all, all right? Well, let's hope that they've got General Milley talking to their people and telling them, and they tell General Milley, oh, we're getting ready to attack you. Why don't you get to your proper little bunkers? So they can hit with the hypersonics, but the cruise missiles right off the coast because the close proximity of the submarines, which are in international waters, because we only really claim 12 miles. You know? So they're sitting out there. They can pop us with that. Remember back, oh, it's been 10 years, 12 years ago, maybe it was 2005 or 6, somewhere in that area, where I'm on, and we found out that there had been a Russian submarine at Man in the Gulf of Mexico for about 6 months, and they never noticed it until it popped up. Well, see, that could have taken out Houston or the ship channel, you see, with a nuclear weapon. Then you've got all of the, well, you remember Red China Joe? Well, you had the Joker Tut, the Abomination Desolation. And what was it he did? Allegedly, he hired several battalions of Russian Spetsnaz Special Operations. Special Operations Russian Spetsnaz, okay? Brought them to the United States, trained them, Fort Carson. They trained with Ranger snipers, and they played sniper games and that. They even participated in a drill. Do you remember what the drill is that Obama, during his era, where he had them in a drill, and he did what? And what was the scenario of the drill? What was the script of the drill? The script of the drill was that American veterans who were conspiracy theorists and who were First and Second Amendment advocates and who were, you know, anti-government and anti-New World Order had taken over apparently Cheyenne Mountain, you see, and maybe the Denver Airport and the underground. And then the Russian Spetsnaz were plugged in. They were training there at Fort Carson, and they were all plugged in, and they were plugged into that drill to where they were going to be the ones to go and hunt down the Patriot American veterans and Christians and all the people that were anti-New World Order and anti-government who had taken over the underground, the Cheyenne Mountain and that. And they send in to go to get them and to kill them. In the drill, they sent in the Russian frickin' Spetsnaz. And that's no joke. And if you don't believe that, then I don't care. Go fish. Go fishing. Catch a fish and dry them and save it for your preparedness. So, you still got all them guys in here and a lot of where people were. They married this nice girl in Colorado, bought a house. They're not that far from Aurora, and they bought a house that was, I think they spent, see what they paid for that house, somebody told me. They got it for $279,000, the Russian Spetsnaz guy with his new American bride. And then I've heard about the ones that were living right on Coronado Island, right down from the SEALs and the North Island and all the ships and, you know, the care groups and all the stuff, you know. And they had new Ford pickup trucks, and I know about the ones in Indiana that showed up and killed some interesting young people that were young patriots. They got in with them, and then several of those then died of hunting accidents. Interesting, huh? Within a span of a month, two of them died of independently of in hunting accidents. They're all over the place. Or when the Navy corpsman is hunting in the mountains, in the Uaru Mountains in North Carolina, not far from Troy, probably, all right? And he's up there in the mountains, and all of a sudden they run onto a whole group of Russian Spetsnaz in the mountains, and they get drawn down on by the Russian Spetsnaz, and they tell them to throw their guns down. And then they look at them and see who they are and all that stuff, and they say, hey, we're here drilling and training under the auspices of the Department of Defense. Here's our authorization. You need to never saw any of this. You need to take your guns, unload them, and then you need to get out of here right now. And if you talk about it, you're in trouble. Okay? So they're in here. We've known about them being in Chicago. We've known about them being over here. We've known about them being over there. I remember the one that I had tussled with years ago who was teaching a class at Fort Leavenworth. So we've let the barbarian, we've let the Russian into the gates. We've let the enemy in. And then the Red Chinese bought their way in and owned half of all the media and half of all the TV stuff and half of all the movie houses and half of all the skyscrapers in New York and half the stuff in L.A. And who are going around and buying up everything they can get their hands on with their attorneys, every oil and gas lease, every farm, every ranch, buying the hundreds of thousands of acres in Texas and right near the big air base there, one of them. Oh, yeah, they got a landing strip on their rancho down there. They can land their boys in there. Isn't that right out of Red Dawn? Number one, you know how they came up? Powers Booth talks about it to the kids up in the Rockies. You know how they ran in on commercial airliners, supposedly, right? Anyway, I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. It's fixing to go upside down, and there's going to be something big, and you need to be ready for it. Lord Jesus wants you to endure it till the end. Tells you that in Matthew 24. He that endureth till the end, the same shall be saved. Not that you're not, if you're, he's in your heart. And he's your savior, that if you were to die, Biden, he sends the bucks. And Biden's about anybody who comes to take your family and you away. Or to take your food. Or to take your property. Or to take your saved up stuff. And supplies. Well, let me tell you. Somebody sent me something. Yeah, it was up there by the, up in Colorado. The Russians up there. They started a huge forest fire up there in the canyon up there. And you could see them there. The fire was burning all up in there. Yeah, I remember that. Cache de Poudre Canyon, Highway 14. Poudre Canyon, that's right. Near La Porte, Colorado. Thank you there, brother. So anyway, all I know is that you better heed the words of the Lord Jesus in the parable of the wise and foolish virgins and then extrapolate out a bit from that, you know? Because if you got a darkness that comes over, maybe from a nuclear winter thing, or maybe from just the fact that all the power grid goes down and there ain't no lights anymore unless you got lamp oil, right? Well, if you ain't got that, you ain't got food, you ain't got gasoline, and then the parking lot is out there at I-40 or I-80 or I-70 or the I-5 or the I-90 or I-10 or I-35 or I-29 or whatever it might be. I-55, I-57, I-24. Yeah, I've been down a lot of them. Or just on your old expressway, you know, or on the bridge, you know, going to San Jose or wherever it is, you know. Oh, that'd be great. You get stuck in on the bridge in San Francisco going over the Bay Bridge. That'd be really great. How do you get off of that? With a bunch of screaming memes trying to get out of their cars, and then they're going to fight you because they want to get up, and then are you going to jump in the water? I don't think so. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. So the thing is that we're fixing to get nailed in this country, and the Deal Report, the upgraded one, says, oh, there'll only be in 2025 only 100 million people in the United States. And that's D-E-A-G-E-L, Deagle Report. But a lot of that's been scrubbed off the internet as well. The site doesn't exist and the page doesn't exist the last time I looked for it. And you might find it somewhere that somebody else has preserved it or saved it. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk in the game? Striking blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, popping Lucy in the nose with the ball bat. And I hope you do. I hope you want to keep me up in the game. Anything's most needed and welcome, believe me. This is all I do. To be Federal Reserve note, little silver, little gold, whatever it might be, or a check, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And I'll tell you what, got a real good information from the Nunemakers, and they're very excited because a lot of you have kicked in to help them a lot in their Indochina Bible Project, and that that money is going, and they're delivering more Bibles. They're going to be delivering more Bibles to the Montagnard, the mountain tribes in Indochina. Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, Myanmar, all whatever they call it now, Burma or whatever. Those, each of the villages up in there, the old Montagnards, the old yards, you know, You guys fought with the Yards at times against the communists in Vietnam, Republic thereof. Well, anyway, apparently there's a... Y'all been doing some good, and it's well appreciated, let me tell you, by the Nunemakers. God bless them. They've come back to the United States, living in South Carolina, but they still have the pipeline directly to the person who gets the Bibles produced in the language of the village, the dialect, the special dialect of each village is slightly different, and they print the Bibles in their own language. And they print a songbook, too. And these people over there are on fire for the Lord Jesus. So if you can help them at all, and if that's your inclination, send whatever you can. You send it to Indochina Bible Project. Or Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship. 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania. That's Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And I'll repeat, Indochina Bible Project, or Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may Lord Jesus bless you for that, because I'll tell you, they're sure on fire for him over there. And they still have a repressive, tyrannical government, just like the government that's in the big China up above them, all right? Well, now you must kowtow, white wall, kneel down on the ground with your vaccine passport. If you do not comply right now, then we will shoot you in the head, turn you into Soylent Green. You're number 10 bad China. Number 10 bad China. You're number 10 bad GI. You see, ladies and gentlemen, they're starting to go back to the ancient times where they got the lords of the... You know, of the mountaintop and all that kind of stuff. What it is the fallen angels. Old Wong Di was born from a fallen angel dragon and an earth woman, you see, the first emperor. So then you got a descendancy on down and all that crap. And they want people down on the ground. And there's the video out. I believe it's up on stevequayle.com, Q-U-A-Y-L-E.com. And you can see it up there. And people have to kneel down and show their passport. COVID passport checklist. And they're going to try to do that in the United States. And they paid $1.45 billion, allegedly, to Hunter of Red China Joe to buy out President, don't you know? Who then has the DHS, the Department of Human Services, Mayorkas, who says the danger to the homeland is from white supremacists, domestic terrorists. Oh, China and Russia don't count? Stupid jerk. You gotta get that guy out of there, you know? Move it. I mean, my lands. You're getting like 18,000 people a week coming in at the southern border. 18,000, 20,000, that's going to go up. You got millions and millions and millions. And the old Klaus Schwab says, we don't need no human beings anymore. And his Israeli scientist guy says that. We can now hack you. Well, I'll tell you what, you see what they're doing with the mRNA vaccines. Are hacking the DNA of people and changing the DNA. And they probably have already given instructions, or will soon, for those little graphene oxide carbon nanotubes with the little sharp edges on them to start carving up your capillaries. And we've already got, like, the Miami Open. Did you see all of the top top tennis players, men and women in the world at the Miami Open. And in the first round, 11 of the top people drop out from their matches because of health issues. These used to be the most fit people on the planet, the tennis stars. I mean, they're playing tennis like crazy, running up and down, in shape, you know, cardio system like King Kong. Now they got myocarditis, and they got all of this and that and the other. They got no win. And those all were the people that the Australians, they did not have the shot, the vax, the spike jab. You couldn't play in the big tournament, you see, in the big Aussie Open. And then now they're at the Miami Open, and 11 of the top tennis players in the world drop out because of health issues. And that's after they've had their double jab, XYZ, COVID, number one, number two, booster one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, you see. And now you think about it. Pelosi's all had the spike jabs and the boosters. All these Congress people and stuff getting it have. And now if Red China Joe's had the two shots and the double booster and all that, if he gets it, I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Steve Quayle can get some interesting stuff if you need it. And he would tell you that first thing you need is knowledge. And that he's got the Mega Drive DVD. You ought to get that. You also ought to sign up for his podcast and his QPOS 2.0, the private briefings, all of that. And get the inside stuff right from old Brother Steve, who's been giving it to you, and I've listened to him since the 90s. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to leave you off here tonight. And, Steve Quayle's 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840, or go to stevequayle.com, click on the appropriate banners to contact him to order the DVD or to get the Steve, the QPOS 2.0 membership so you get the private briefings and all of that. Or if you call him up, 406-586-4840, you tell him Old Hawk sent you. Don't go into the loose period knife that fight, but it's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready, but mighty men and women of valor. You may be sitting off planet, you may be doing it. You know who the prayers are. You know who the evil people are if the Lord will allow you. Strike blows against them right now with your high technology. Strike blows against the enemies of Jesus, our Father in heaven. And against the true America of the Constitution of the Bill of Rights. Mickey LaPlow, buddy, you're good, buddy. Go see General McCormick. He's got a mission for you. Ronan Track and Little Al. I don't know if you're getting into any swordsmanship schools or anything, but if you are, enjoy that. But keep up with your studies, the math, the science. Learn how to read better. Learn how to write. The understanding. And also, Lord Jesus loves you. Read the Bible a little bit before you go to bed or have your dad do it. Ladies and gentlemen, be careful out there and go out and prepare methodically as quickly as you can. Lord Jesus loves you. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Good night.